that she did not just need a man, but if she had a man, it would have to be a man sent by God, because God has put us here to need each other, but she was not needy. That's the point. Thank you, Lord, that as we are single and some of us ready to mingle, let's first mingle with Jesus so that we can be whole. And if we are to be married, God can give the other person time to be made whole too, because you know, two halves just make a hot mess. God is about multiplication when it comes to marriage. One whole person times one whole person times one holy Christ is what brings about a beautiful holy matrimony. Amen. Amen. Let's hear this song from BB. This is from his Live and Up Close CD a while ago. And this one is simply, I Fell in Love with God, that transitions to the love song that he wrote called This Song. You have time to call us in immediately after this song. We are going to hear from Mary Mack from the Dry Bar Comedy Series. And she is a hoot, let me tell you. Call in so I can hear your voice. Check in and check on. Check in so I can hear you. And check on a sister sometime so you can hear me, and I know that I'm being heard too, because I'm praying for you. I need you to pray for me, because we're all in this thing together. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. The number is 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251.
I fell in love with God, God. It seemed just yesterday I fell in love with God. The more passed my way, he spoke so tenderly. He told me he loved me, yes he did, and our love will
You should know. That's right. Thank you, Lord. BB, singing that love song to his Savior. I know that's right. Hallelujah. It is that time for us to get our healing through laughter, because truly God does heal through laughter. Look, I'm listening to the Dry Bar comedy series and some other things, but that's where we're coming from tonight as far as Miss Mary Mack. That's right, Mary Mack. She's not all dressed in black in this one, but that is her name. She is going to talk about herself a little bit, and then we're going to hear a couple of clips from her as she talks about love in her own proposal and relationship. This is Standing in the Gap. I am Monica R. Hooks here for you. So even during this time, my microphone will be on so I can listen in and laugh in with you. But you can also call and I will mute my mic so I can attend unto you. The number to call in is 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. If you are tuning in just now and this is a later broadcast instead of the live broadcast, please call the alternate number, which is 904-624-9868. Wherever I am when you hear this, I am on call for you, God willing. So let's listen in right now to Miss Mary Mack from the Dry Bar Comedy Series.
I'm Lutheran, so yeah. Oh yeah, we're Lutheran. I have a lot of bad habits. I have a lot of vices, mainly lutefisk and pickled herring. I'm real sorry about that.
Okay.
Don't come by me. Another bad Lutheran vice is the worst watered down, weakest coffee you ever had in your life. And that's why there are so many Mormons, that they've tried the basement Lutheran coffee. And they're like, no, we're going Mormon. Yeah, it's not... Yeah, okay, see? Know your audience. Wow. I have 2 degrees in clarinet, so yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's why I do comedy. Like, clarinet never comes in handy for anything unless maybe you're driving and then you hit a deer and you don't have a crowbar in your trunk to put it out of its misery. Wow, last time I hit a deer, I had my clarinet with me, and I only got through, like, 2 songs, and he was out. Well, yeah, that's how good I am. My first job was actually beginning band teacher. That's what I did. Yeah. Oh, no. That is the job from H-E Double Hockey Sticks. Oh, I mean it, too. I think like somebody went down to hell and scooped up some of the molten material and brought it back and cooled it off and said, "Behold, flutes and recorders." Yeah. Do you remember the recorder in school? Oh, that little plastic whistle. You think it's plastic. It's genuine hellfire brimstone. Yeah. Yeah. And every time you play the recorder, it calls the devil. Yeah. 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 And then the devil is like, "Ah, crap, I gotta go up there and hear hot cross buns again." Oh, man. If there ever anything to make all the dark forces in the world repent, it'd be 30 elementary kids playing hot cross bun on recorder for 3 months. You know, and when you're a teacher, a first-year teacher, you have such high hopes. You're like, "Yeah, kids, for the holiday program this year, we're going to play something from Beethoven's Ninth." Yeah. By the third year, you're like, "Okay, you little turds."
No.
I'm pretty sure this year we're just going to play Jingle Bells, and we're going to go ahead and play it again for the spring concert. Awful.
Subscribe to Dry Bar.
That's sad. That's really sad. Okay, let's listen to Mary Mac one more time.
It was real romantic when my husband proposed to me, too, because he came over and I was sleeping. And he goes, "Get up. We're leaving in 15 minutes. It's like, "Oh, no, he must need me to help him lift a couch or something." You know? So I go out to his truck, and I look at it. There's no couch in there. I get in. There's a real nice piece of cheese on the seat. No cooler, nothing else, just a piece of cheese. And I got very suspicious, because we never buy cheeses with words from other languages in it, you know? Yeah, Sargento. So... So I'm nervous already. And we take off going down the highway, and he pulls over at a rest stop. You know where this is going. Yeah, because ever since I've been a little girl, I've been like, "Please, God, please let somebody ask me to marry him at a rest stop, God. Please. Oh, please." And please let it be just a little bit after Labor Day so that all the porta potties are overflowing. Because smell is the strongest memory sense. And you'll never forget that. Oh, you won't ever. You'll remember the day. including cleanup fees. Our wedding cost about $70, including cleanup fees. Because we saved all our money for what we thought would be a good idea. So let me pass this on to you. It's not a good idea. We went on a 3-week honeymoon. Yeah, 3 weeks together. Like, that's 21 days. Together, like, "I love you, but not all in a row." Thanks, guys. You gotta be good at giving compliments. That's one thing. Like, some people say when you get married, you give up. Not me. If we're going out somewhere, I like to curl my bangs up real tight.
You know.
I make a tight curl, and I'm in the bathroom about half an hour, and smoke is coming out of the iron. But I'm trying, and then I go out to the living room and present myself like a gift. Yeah. And he looks at me, he's like, oh, it looks like you got an awning on your forehead. Oh, thank you, I think.
So romantic.
My husband moved in to my house. I bought a house about 8 years ago because they were on sale.
Right.
That's a clearance sale on houses. I don't know if you ever tried applying for a mortgage before, but it's very embarrassing. I went into the bank to talk to the lady, and the lady said something about credit. And then I was like, oh, I should get credit just for coming in here. It's a lot of work. They ask you so many questions like, oh, hey, did you happen to apply for a Visa card in 1999 down at the 7-Eleven so you could get half off on a salted nut roll? You can't lie. It's a federal offense. So you have to be like, oh, I remember getting a good deal on a salted nut roll one time. And then you don't get a house. That's how it works. Yeah. Thanks. I know a lot about finance, guys. I do my taxes quarterly, so like every 4 years. So Tim moves into my house, and he's so sweet. He's trying to help, and he wants to do something nice. So he says, you know, you need some security fencing around this house. So I was like, yeah, great. He leaves. He comes back with some lattice work. It's like, what, did you go to Joanne Fabrics or something? Lattice work? What's your name, ma'am?
Debbie,
you look so sweet. Debbie, if you're in a surly mood, you could bound right through some lattice work, couldn't ya? Yeah. She even did this. She did this as if you had already bounded through some lattice work. Thank you. Yeah, not even much motion. You're like a lattice work ninja. You just do a little down. Well, I agree. It almost encourages you to want to rob a place, doesn't it? You're like, oh, lattice work. Maybe they got some craft projects in there we could steal. Bob, did you bring your hot glue gun? We're going to do a heist. Yeah, I brought my hot glue gun, but I got to plug it in so that the bullets melt.
Okay, that's Ms. Mary Mack from Dry Bar Comedy. That's from the 2017 CD. It's really good, so you can get that on wherever you get your music and comedy tracks. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. You still have time to get your prayer requests in as well as your praise report. The number is 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. We're going to be praying for all of those who have their requests in close to the 1 a.m. hour when we close out. So again, get those in. We are thank you to Ms. Veronica for calling in, and thank you to Kenyatta, who we just talked to before the comedy. Ha ha, hallelujah as well. She said she's trying the techniques that we talked about last night, and we're going to continue to pray with her. And so she, like myself, also does not want to really use any type of medications. Organic is the way we try to do that primarily. And so we're going to continue to pray for her. 3.5 months pregnant. We're going to continue to pray for her 18-year-old daughter, Sister Kay. And we're going to continue to ask God to bless Brother Robert as well as Mother D, who called to encourage Miss Veronica. And remember, we are continuing to pray for Miss Veronica.
We're still praying for David over there in the Philippines who lost his son. We're continuing to pray for the grandmother of Minister Brooks as well as his aunt and their relationships. We continue to pray for Miss Gigi and asking for direction about a church, which church home to go to. I know how that is, Miss Gigi. And we're continuing to pray for Miss Yumi, who is asking for clarity as far as vision and direction as well. A marriage that has been over 20 years, and divorce is possibly at hand. They're also empty nesters, moving to a new home, open heart surgery. So a lot of things are going on at once. And we serve a God who can and will give clarity to all of the situations we just mentioned. So the next song we're going to have up, since Miss Mary Mack mentioned it, is the Hot Cross Buns. No, I'm just joking. No. We're going to hear When Love Comes to Town. This is the song that was originally done by U2 and B.B., the one and only B.B. King. This one is done by Johnny Lang, Joss Stone, her amazing self as well as Brother Herbie Hancock. Listen in to the lyrics very closely. I'm going to tell you exactly what they say because there's theology all throughout it as we continue to talk about what's love got to do with it. Because ultimately, Jesus is love. Stay with us right here on Praise 107.9, the New Gospel Experience.
Lord. Ooh, I had the stepper when the soldier drew his sword.
I threw the dice when they pierced his side. But I seen the conquer the great divide.
When Love Comes to Town, featuring Johnny Lang and Joss Stone and Mr. Herbie Hancock himself. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. We will be closing out in about 20 minutes, so you have some time, not as much as before, but you have some time to get your prayer requests and praise reports in. The number is 904-296-2251. That's the number when we are live. If you hear this is a rebroadcast, then you can call in the later number, which is 904-624-9868. 624-9868. That's also the number for Discipleship. That's where I am lead counselor, and we have other amazing credentialed, those called by God to truly counsel you as well. So the things that you're going to and through, if you need a little extra help as the champion that you are, and you need to tap in someone so that you don't tap out too soon in this thing called life, please give us a call. No matter what your finances are or are not, we make sure that you get the best counseling that we have, whether you are insured or not. I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. You can pull out what you need to pay right out of your pocket, and based on your finances, we also do a sliding scale. What she actually is telling people, that how she going to trust them. We trust people because we trust God. And if you decide you want to misuse this opportunity by not telling the truth about your finances so you can get even cheaper, well, that's between you and God. We're still going to serve you because we love God, and we love you because we love God and God loves us. Amen. So again, the later number is the same number for Discipleship. 904-624-9868. But for live, 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. Now, as we talked about this word, we already played a song for singles, single ladies, single men, and I'm encouraging you to continue to keep your hand in God's hand, to continue to trust God. And for the next songs we're going to play, those will be songs for those who are married and or married and struggling, married and or happy, just to remember to allow, if there's no abuse going on as far as domestic abuse, violent abuse, verbal abuse that can sometimes hurt and last even longer than the physical abuse, substance abuse, when and no one's getting the help for it, or again adultery, then you know we pray that divorce is not the option. That is between you, your spouse, and the Lord, and that is our prayer. That's our responsibility as far as you being our brothers and sisters in Christ. We will continue to pray on your behalf. I have some of your prayer requests who are going through things. I just want you to be encouraged. You know, get with your husband, get with your wife, read through Song of Solomon. I'm too single to read it. Unless I have to preach from it. I don't go over in there. Again, unless I really have to preach from it. I'm joking, but I'm not joking at the same time. I read it because I want to read the Bible from cover to cover, or kiver to kiver, as my grandma would say. But I also, if I'm feeling those extra single moments where I don't watch certain things on TV, or I'm not really a romantic comedy type person anyway. I like action and things that are as far away from the news and reality as possible, superhero type stuff. But so you have to know. See, you have to know from the love of Christ, the love God would give you for yourself, to know what your challenges are as well as what your strengths are. And so I don't tease myself or tempt myself in ways that I feel like I can't take the great escape that God gives us. I got the giggles because God is so good. He gives me the giggles. I've seen myself getting ready to watch something. And it's not X-rated or anything, but it's not the right topic for me. And people all lovey-dovey. I'm sitting on the sofa by myself. Like, no, I'm too extra single right now. I'm not hating. I'm not envious. I just don't want to set myself up for failure like that. So I hope you're encouraged to govern yourself appropriately. I know we usually say accordingly for those who go to church a lot, but sometimes governing yourself accordingly to the church polity, politics, and politics is just not like God. So govern yourself appropriately according to the word of God. Amen. So we're going to play a couple of songs. One especially from Fred Hammond, who has a whole CD. Some of you already know this, God, Love, and Romance, because you need to know how to love on each other. You have God's permission, those of us who are married, to love on each other, to have a healthy sexual relationship, to have good times together, the bedroom being undefiled, all that good stuff. And yet some of us still go outside the marriage looking for stuff that we're not supposed to, always trying to get to that forbidden fruit, right? So, but some of us who have just been married for a while, you know, I relate to everyone. So that's why I say us, even when I'm not in the us. It is us because we are our brothers and sisters keeper. And so some of us who are married go through the 7-year itch or whatever other itch. Some of us go through the ups and downs of being married. Some of us are beyond honeymoon phase and the infatuation stage. And so things are getting really real. And we want you to know seriously that you are in our prayers, for truly your union is a blessing. But work is required, because it's not like the stuff that we do sit on the sofa and watch like TV. It's not like that. It's not like the fairy tales. It's a real thing, and it's tough at times, but it's worth it. And if you have children too, it's worth it. And if you are divorced already, some who are divorced, and you have children, the co-parenting in healthy ways, it's worth it. Because though it's not a fairy tale, with the love of Christ, we really all can live happily ever after. Amen. So as we talk about this word from John chapter 3, the pericope starting at verse 1, in Nicodemus pulling Jesus aside, meeting Jesus at night to say, hey, what's up with this needing to be born again and whatnot? What is that? Because I'm not sure what you're speaking about. And Jesus lets him know a few things, because Nicodemus did not have a fuller or maturer concept of love, just like we don't at times when we talk about different types of love. The agape love that Christ has, he was talking about this love and explaining it to Nicodemus. So look, Nicodemus love had to understand what Christ was telling him, that God loves you just as you are. God loves you, which is the title topic for this weekend's text in John that leads down to 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So right now the doors of the kingdom are open. Christ did it, Christ self. And so if you haven't accepted Christ for yourself, please do it right now in the name of Jesus, and let him know that you accept him as Lord and Savior. You don't know all that that will entail, but you know it will be better with him than without him. In Jesus' name, amen. So he approached, Nicodemus approached him, and he is finding out in more details what this thing is about love, because he had some challenges. It was difficult for him to comprehend, just like we are. It's difficult to comprehend the love of God being so unconditional, so limitless, so matchless, that we find it very hard. And then it's difficult to try to transition sometimes that love to other people, because we are so less than God, even though we're made in the image of God. Our humanness gets in the way. Nicodemus was the same. No judgment, just a fact. He was a man, so he had a societal status. That was his role. He was a Pharisee. That was his religious status. So that was his religion. And he was a ruler of the Jews. That was his political status. So that was his rule. He had a role, a rel, and a rule. He had a role in society. He had a rel, a religious place, a routine. And he had a rule as as a Jewish ruler. But Jesus came to make the truth be known that it matters not how well known you are in society. You can't make it to God the Creator without first coming through Jesus. It matters not how righteous your religiosity is. You won't even see the shadow of heaven if we don't come through Christ. It matters not, Brother Nick, how much power you think you have, is what Jesus was telling him. You don't have enough purchase power to purchase paradise, to buy believer's bond, or to substantiate significant stocks of salvation. Tell him, Monica, I'm trying as hard as I can. You have to accept that Jesus already did what needed to be done, and now I just simply have to accept the gift that he loves me. So many other people have told us that they love us, but then they don't like us, and then they leave us. But Jesus says, I love you. And when Jesus says, I love you, Jesus means that to the end and beyond the end of the earth. So why is it such a problem for Nicodemus? Talk to us, brother. He says that, sure, I'm a man. As a human, I had some issues with the concept of love and the concept of Christ. See, I saw Jesus, this is what Nick says, as a man, an awesome man, but still just man, not necessarily Messiah. See, yeah, I saw him do miracles. I saw him perform great signs. I saw him teach the masses. I saw him and his works right in front of me. I saw his achievements, but the limitations of my humanness still challenge me to see him as he truly is. The fact that we see Jesus as our friend, for no greater love hath a man than to lay down his life for a friend, that same fact that we see God as our primary parent and how all things work together for good for them who love the Lord, sometimes we may get a bit comfortable and the same as Nicodemus, not really realize the magnitude of him loving us. Sister Veronica, when we go through those things that we're going through, when we're afraid that we're going to lose our sight, know that you won't lose your might because Jesus is right there with you. We truly don't know how to get excited sometimes because we live in an overly sensationalized world. When it comes to Jesus, sometimes we don't get as excited as we should. But let me tell you the truth and drop it on you like it's hot. The fact that God loves you and me is the most sensational news you will ever hear in your life, because it's true. God loves you just the way you are, flaws and all, and there's more all to you than the flaws. Oh, that's shout news. No matter how long we've known it, it's still hard to comprehend how the Creator could have compassion for his creation, how the Sovereign One could have such sympathy for our sinful souls, how God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, seen and unseen, could love us enough to not only talk about it, but be about saving us from ourselves. You all say amen, because that's a good point right there. God, you are awesome in what you do, and we love you for it. How God put on the overalls of humanity, stepped down from the throne of divinity, and gave us all the gift of eternity just to make sure we reach our divine destiny. What a mighty God we serve. And he loves me with all my stuff. And no offense, he loves you. And you finish that sentence for yourself. With all our backsliding and backbiting and backing that thing up to doing what we did back in the day, he loves us with all our sinfulness. He loves us with our selfishness at times, all the time. He loves us with all our tripped out and trifling ways. He loves us with all the drama, the trauma we cause to him and to one another. He still loves us. You should tell yourself right now that God loves me. And there's not a thing I can do about it. God loves you. And as much as Satan will try to convince you that you've done too much dirt, you've gone too far, you've taken it too low, you've been away from him too long, it's simply not true. It's a lie. God still and always will love you. Then Nicodemus tells us, yeah, my humanness, the fact that I have this role, I wasn't used to somebody just loving me without wanting something back from me except love, but also his religion made it difficult for him to comprehend it too. Come closer right now. What? Religion? Getting in the way of the righteous one? Religion causing a challenge to Christ's love? Yes. The way we express our faith and beliefs at times have a negative input on the way we express our faith and beliefs at times. Yes, absolutely. You better talk, Nicodemus, because he can remind us right now. I was a Pharisee, right? Yep, we hear you. Pharisees were of a Jewish religious sect, vowing to uphold the oldest traditions of Israel. All right. Keep going. Now, when Jesus came on the scene, he disrupted our little program. We had learned about the Messiah, but we're not living for the Messiah. We were educated about God, but didn't exercise the essence of God. We had prepared for Christ, but weren't prepared for Christ to show up. Hello, somebody. For we were stuck in the same old, same old. We were trapped in our traditions. We knew about his law, but we didn't really know about the extent of his love. We knew about the legalities, but we didn't really know about how much he longed for a relationship with us, no matter what we do. Like I told you all who have listened in a story a while ago about how this traveler came from a distant place to a very pristine and perfect church. And the essence of the story is he was in his dusty, crusty boots and his overalls and worshiping God. And they told him to go away and have a little talk with Jesus to see how he should carry himself in such a place. And when he came back dressed the same way, he said he did that, but that Jesus told him he didn't know because he had never been there at that church before. Oh, church people, God's people, the people of Jesus, let that not be our testimony, that we are so caught up with papers and programs that we forget about God's love for God's people, that we are so caught up in doing ministry that we cause someone, even if it's just one person, we cause them misery. That's unacceptable. That we are so caught up in the word that we don't distribute it to the world and tell them that God loves them, that you don't have to pay certain things. You don't have to dress certain ways. You don't have to know how to shout in the same way that we shout it out, but just come as you are because God loves you. Tell them that his love covers a multitude of sin when they feel that they're too sinful. Tell them that if he can love me, be honest, preacher, be honest, pastor, be honest, Sunday school teacher, and tell them the truth that if he can love me, certainly he can love you, and he will love you, and he does love you, for God so loved the world that God gave himself. Sometimes traditions are just an illusion of righteousness, and we lose sight of God loving us. If God had upheld or been stuck in the legalities of his law and set forth in the Garden of Eden, we wouldn't even be where we are right now. But because of his love, he summoned mercy. Because of his love, he grants grace. Because of that same love, he sent Jesus to our soul, and we too have to follow his example. And not get stuck in some traditions at the expense of someone feeling unloved, unclaimed, and uncared about. You know what that feels like. Remember that when we go into this world, that we are the eyes, ears, and the light of Christ. Let us not let any other person feel the way that we have ever felt, and that we are not loved when truly we are. Look, stay with us right here on Standing the Gap with Pastor Monica. These next two songs go out to those who are married, those who are in those relationships, who are trying to do just that, the I do's of life. The first one is by Fred Hammond, which is a beautiful song for those who may be challenged right now. It's just simply called One More Try. And then the next song is for those who may be going through a divorce, as a few of our listeners are going through a potential separation and or potential divorce. I want you to hear Fred Hammond's song, One More Try, because with Jesus Christ's help, and if that's how Jesus is leading you to give it one more try, give it a real try. Consider counseling, consider therapy based on what the situation is. Consider talking to your pastor if you are active at a church. If you can't get in as immediately as you need to, absolutely consider discipleship for discipleship, because we are here for you. Not to take the place of your church or your pastor or your counselor or therapist, but just to complement what God is doing in your life so that you don't ever have to feel that you are alone. Stay with us right here. The number to call in is 904-296-2251.
rises once again. Don't let it come to an end, for if we just let it go, let's make it let's say we will again. Never be untrue again, for if we say all is lost, there goes our upon a dream. Let's make it one more
try,
one more try,
one more try.
Too smooth. I'm still here with you. 904-296-2251.
One more. Can we give it one more try? Oh, oh, oh. Can we give it one more? 'Cause I love. And I know you love me, girl. One more try. Can we give it one more try? Give it one more try. Yeah, yeah.
Fred Hammond messed me up. Sound like Isley.
sound like the Isley Brothers at the end. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. The number to call in is 904-296-2251. You are not that saved, but you don't know about the Isley Brothers. For those who have listened to Brother Isley, Ronald Isley sound just like him at the end, except, you know, sounding like himself. We have one more song for those who have gone through a divorce or potentially may be in the divorce state right now. We want you to be encouraged. Look, all my single people, ladies, men, please make sure you are praying for these married couples, because truly it is a work that has to be done that can be full and filled with joy, but still has its trials to it as well. And for those who are married, make sure you pray for your single sisters and brothers, for truly we have our own calling in God, and we want to make the right decisions for those of us who may be called to be married as well. We want God to be the one to put us together with the right person. And for those of us who may have a life like Paul and the Paulines of this world, we want to be steadfast on that journey and ask God to be the fulfillment of everything that we desire. This next song is My Heart Has Been Restored. And when you get a chance, make sure you listen to Living My Life Like It's Golden. Golden, as far as those who have made it through a tough divorce, God bless you. There's nothing funny about that, but you might as well laugh as well, because God is still worthy of the praise and the adoration, and God has even greater things for you. But remember, celebrate the freedom that God gives you. Make sure you have learned from what happened before so that we don't repeat some of those things about ourselves as well as the mate to whom we were married. But right now, just allow the Lord to knead your heart, to mold and to mend your heart, so that truly you may be completely whole in the presence of Jesus.
Song just says,
I want to tell you about the way I felt yesterday. My emotions, they got in the way. How quickly I forgot to trust you, Lord, to stand upon the promise of your word. And it changed my unbelief. Heart has been restored once again. I believe in you, Lord. Sorry for not trusting you before, but faith grabbed a hold of me and changed my unbelief. My heart has been restored once again. Now things are different than the day before. Oh, God made a way. He opened up a door. Oh, in just one day, everything has changed. And now I'm no longer
just pray right now that you continue to be a blessing to us all. We ask that you continue to bless Brother Robert, and that you continue to keep him close to you. We ask that you continue to be a blessing to Sister Unique, and that you help her to balance out her life a little healthier. We ask, Lord, that you bless Brother Victor with kidney donation and through his dialysis, that you continue to be a blessing to and through D5, our own group, gospel group here in Jacksonville, and that you give them opportunities they need to spread your word through music. Be a blessing to Sister Kathy as well as her husband as they go through health issues. Continue to God to be a blessing to Monica B. and her family, that you continue to bless the cousin, the family, that you continue to bless those who are going through grieving, that you continue to be a blessing, dear Lord, to Union Baptist in New Jersey and all your churches everywhere. We ask, God, that you help Standing in the Gap to do what you called us to do, to extend your love, your forgiveness, and the tools of your word and therapy of your music and the power of prayer. We ask that Even Worship Worldwide Ministries be a blessing for you locally as well as internationally, so that truly, dear God, we may fulfill what you have ordained for us. God, we ask that you help discipleship for discipleship to be a blessing to your people. Help us not to be ashamed to reach out for help and for counseling. We ask, dear God, that on behalf of Miss Julia, that you help her with her dialysis as well, and to get beyond the sickly feelings as well as the feelings of nauseousness, and the healing and strength that she needs, we know that you will give. Bless Sister Jocelyn as well, dear Lord, and we ask that you bless continually Mother D and her family. We ask, dear God, that you allow Kenyatta to feel better and to heal completely within her own power in your presence, and continue, dear God, to be a blessing to us all. Let Miss Veronica know that you are with her, and where she cannot see, you will become her eyes and her strength. In Jesus' name we pray, and we bless your name, and we all say amen. Look, you continue to know that God loves you. Know that I love you. We hope that you are encouraged, that you take a moment to encourage someone else. Just say a heartfelt thank you or God bless you, just because it's the righteous thing to do. Amen. Thank you for listening to Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. Thank you for standing in the gap with us and for us. And God willing, we will continue to stand in the gap with and for you. In the name of Jesus, be blessed and stay blessed, and be a blessing to others. Good night.
Savior divine, my heart has been restored. It's been restored. Yes, it's restored. Yeah, 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 yes. Yeah, yeah. Once again, put your hand on your heart and say, my heart. Temptation, 'cause he loves.
you down.